Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local. As we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government, there are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you guys.
Hey, welcome everybody to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday from the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are the program for Dane by Local members and about Dane by Local members and for the community to tell you all about wonderful local groups and organizations who make our community unique and special and who we would love for you to support because they are our neighbors, our friends, and the people who really invest in our community above all things. So we are here to promote them. We would not be here for our show without our sponsor, Evolution Financial. So we thank evolutionfinplan.com as where you can find out more about Evolution Financial LLC and Sue Peck and her wonderful services. Thank you, Sue. We'll look forward to chatting with Sue again next month with some more financial updates and information. But this week's show, we get an opportunity to learn about Wisconsin women entrepreneurs in South Central Wisconsin and also an activity they have going on right now called Wines for Humanity that we're excited to talk with Lisa about. So we bring her to the show. Lisa, how are you?
I'm well, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Hey, of course. So tell us a little bit first off about the organization that you're involved in, how you're involved, and then we'll talk more about Wines for Humanity.
Yes. So Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs is a member of Dane by Local, and we are a group of women that help other business owners succeed through primarily connection and relationship and building a community and collaboration. So we meet very regularly throughout the month. We have about four or five meetings a month, various times of the day, as well as days of the week. So it's a great opportunity for any woman entrepreneur to join us whenever fits their schedule.
I think the power, and people have really been encouraged more and more to do this, but to collaborate, to find organizations where they can meet, find common ground, find common values and initiatives, and then put a bigger spotlight on it, put more eyes on it, and get it out to the community. And I love the fact that the organization is a hub for that. How do people become involved, and how can they become involved?
Well, they can go to the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs website, but be careful not to enter WWE because you'll end up getting some wrestling websites. You do have to add the South Central Wisconsin into your search because we want you to join our organization. Nothing against wrestling, but that may not be what you're looking for, but that does happen. So they can go to that website and they're welcome to join any of our meetings a few times for free without any membership costs, just to check us out and see if the connection feels right for them.
I see a lot of great individuals involved. I know there are featured members and all kinds of members. Also with the organization, again, Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs of South Central, Inc., the website wwesouthcentral.org. I see on the, you know, on the board of directors, a friend, Laura Stanfield, glad that she's involved.
So yes,
say hi to
yes.
Laura for me. Lisa, what is your role with the board?
I am on the education committee, so I'm responsible for finding speakers for our Friday morning breakfasts every month. And then once a month, there's a fifth Friday, or not once a month, about three or four times a year, there's a fifth Friday in our calendar. And so I find outside speakers to talk to the women at a special breakfast where they get about 45 minutes to teach us something or highlight their business and offer some opportunities for us to learn more.
Now, we don't want to smell what the rock is cooking. We want to smell wines. And tell us more about Wines for Humanity, because I know that was something you're really excited to talk about today.
Yeah, it is. That's one of my businesses that I promote in WWE. And it is a in-home wine tasting company that raises funds for primarily the prevention of homelessness. And so the majority of my proceeds that I've earned through Wines for Humanity have been directed at Porchlight of Dane County. And I've been doing this about 10 years, and I recently surpassed about $20,000 in donations to Porchlight over the time that I've been doing this. But people can also donate, people when they host their own wine tasting, they can also donate to a charity of their choice.
Wow. Porchlight, a wonderful organization here locally. If you don't know more about them, you should. I love that. Lisa, tell us more about how did this get started? How did you get started connecting wines and battling homelessness together?
Yeah. So the founder of the company, Anton Steinhardt, is an immigrant from Germany. And when he came to our country as a young boy, he's always been bothered by the homelessness in our country. And he's always wanted to give back. And so throughout his years, he's tried to do various things, but eventually he becomes a wine executive of a German wine import company. And then in 2007, he decided to break off from that and create Wines for Humanity, with the mission to prevent homelessness for families with children who might become homeless for reasons beyond their control. They lose a job or they're escaping a situation. And of course, in the last 2 years, we've known that there's been a lot out of our control that has put a lot of people at risk for employment with the pandemic. So it's been feeling good to help food pantries and help people pay their utility bills when times are tough.
So what are some of the ways you mentioned people can probably find out more about Wines for Humanity? The website is winesforhumanity.com. But you mentioned people can host their own wine tastings. I'm sure they can attend or get involved or support other people's wine tastings. Tell us more about the logistics there and how people can take action.
Sure. Yeah. So for only $55, you can have 6 bottles of wine, and one wine advisor will come to your home or office and spend about an hour and a half educating you about the wines and how to formally taste wines. We'll have some fun. It's a great way to network. It's a great way to reconnect with people after all the time away. You might learn a little something more about wine, or learn you liked a wine you didn't know you liked. And I like to say, even though we're drinking wines that are from around the world and not locally, but we do drink globally, but we help locally. So that's what I like to promote, especially with, you know, keeping funds in our country or in our county, I should say, because many times you donate to something and you never really know where all the money goes.
Now, that's true. And I'm sure you have in your wine tastings and everything else that you have experienced some great local wines too. Actually, shout out to my hometown, Elgoma, Wisconsin, Von Steele Winery, the oldest licensed winery in Wisconsin. And some great wines made right here in our state.
Yes, definitely. Want to support the local wineries for sure. And a lot of them are growing and expanding their outdoor venues, and I can't wait to get out to them.
So we're talking with Lisa. She is with Wines for Humanity, also the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs South Central Inc. Lisa, tell us a little bit more about some of the work of Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs here locally in our area and the impact it's having to help our community as a whole.
Yeah, we have an arm of our organization called Girls Biz, which is aimed at middle school girls who might want to learn about entrepreneurship. So they meet regularly for a little bit of time that's been virtual, but they're trying to get back together. And it's teaching middle school girls economics, entrepreneurship, organization, and they decide what products they're going to sell. And then they take some of their profits and they also donate to a charity of their choice, and they get to keep some of their profits. So it's a three-way win. It teaches them life skills. It gets them a little bit, maybe a little bit more extroverted if they weren't, when they have to talk to strangers about their products. And it builds community among that tender age of, you know, middle school girls who can be kind of challenging among themselves. So it's a great way to build community for that group.
I think that's such an important opportunity for girls, especially, like you said, that age. My daughter's approaching that age, and she's already got ideas about, you know, what she can do, a business she could create on her own.
Awesome.
You know,
so, well, invite her over. We'd love to have her.
Because those thoughts are already brewing. So to have some information, have some direction, get some experience at that age already is incredible, because we know there's so many more young entrepreneurs out there that are creating their own businesses.
Right, right. And with social media, it's so much easier for young people to get their information across to a wider range than when we were that age. So it's definitely the time for them to start brewing and blossoming early.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
In the business world.
I love that. And so one other thing, again, though, the website, wwesouthcentral.org for the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs. You mentioned people are welcome at events and meetings and things like that, even to just kind of see what the group is all about. And then, you know, the hopes are, of course, that they want to join and become a member and receive the full benefits of the network.
Yes, yes. We have Friday, first Friday of the month, we have breakfast. We have coffee on Thursday mornings. We have the final Tuesday of every month, we have an evening meeting, which is a dinner meeting with usually a program involved. So there are lots of opportunities for people to get involved. Wednesday lunches, Thursday coffee. So it just pretty much every week of the month, you can find something a different day of the week or time of day that should fit in to just check us out. And you can use my name and say I referred you. If you don't know anybody yet in the organization, I'm happy to connect with any women looking to check it out.
All right, Lisa, I'm going to put it on to you. How do you pronounce your last name?
Krumenacher.
Okay, I would have been wrong. I was going to go for it, but I'm glad I asked. We're talking with Lisa Krumenacher of Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs, South Central Wisconsin, and also Wines for Humanity. So if people are interested in the Wines for Humanity part, Lisa, how can they connect and what's the best way for them to reach out?
Well, I could give you my email address, I guess, here, if that's what works for you.
They can go to
winesforhumanity.com and fill out a contact form, and it would get to me that way. If they list this area of Wisconsin in their contact, it will get to me.
Perfectly. You're doing events throughout the year, right? So
yes, I do them regularly throughout the year, sometimes once a week, sometimes more times a month. Just depends on what opportunities arise and what my schedule looks like.
Perfect. That is Lisa Krumenacher from the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs South Central, Inc. Website is wwesouthcentral.org. And also Wines for Humanity. Lisa, thanks so much for telling us about these great opportunities for people to get engaged in their community, prop themselves up, collaborate, and really get involved. And we appreciate your efforts on both fronts and with both organizations. And say hi to Laura for me, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Jason, for having me. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7.